You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us from Florida. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Sean, with the threat of tariffs hanging over everybody now, it seems, in the world, what's happening with the stock market?
Well, the stock market isn't so good. Gold's doing great. My gold miners are doing great. I mean, we saw gold hit, how high did it get today? I think $3,070, something like that. Pulled back a little bit from there, but I mean, it's really helping my gold miners. Other than that, well, no way. The consumer staple stocks look pretty good, and we have some of those. The rest, you know, I mean, it's just, it's tough. It is. And when you have stocks like Nvidia down, that of course is going to drag the rest of the tech sector. There's really no way around that. I think though that, actually I have a chart, which I could send you if you want, that I sent to my colleagues last night, because it seems to me that now let me back up a bit. I use Fibonacci retracements, which are common support and resistance levels that many technical analysts use. And the movement in the S&P 500 has been a classic Fibonacci play, going down to right where the Fibonacci support should be, bouncing from there, hitting resistance right at the Fibonacci resistance. Now it's heading lower again. You know, depending on what happens with the tariffs, we could see the S&P 500 move down to 5,200 or so. That is entirely on the table. The problem is no one knows what's going on with the tariffs. These things are supposed to go into effect on April 2nd, next week, right? We still don't know what are the tariff rates going to be. Will they go into effect immediately or at a future date, you know, to leave room for negotiations? So the automobile tariffs that Trump just imposed, what was it, yesterday? He says there's no negotiation on those whatsoever. Now, what countries will be targeted? Do the tariffs go up if those countries retaliate, as they probably will, and how much will they go up? Will specific industries be targeted? Will Europe's value-added tax be included in the calculations? I know that's not a tariff. That's a tax on like everything sold in the country, whether it's made in the country or not, but Trump has railed against VAT taxes recently. And so maybe he'll include those. Are the tariff rates fixed or are they on a scale? How fast might they rise or fall? Will the tariffs be rejigged a few days later? Because I don't want anybody to get back into the Wayback Machine, but you will remember in his first term, Trump raised tariffs on Canada and Mexico, and a few days later completely rejigged them because they did some negotiation. There's so much we don't know about the tariffs. I mean, it's crazy. So one of two things is going to happen. First of all, the market could react badly, and that brings my 5,200 target into play. Not right away. It always zigzags and, you know, has mini rallies within a sell-off and stuff like that. But that'll make all the recession chatter that we've heard recently sound pretty on the nose, and certainly stagflation. Alternately, the U.S. economy is still quite resilient. I don't know if you saw the unemployment numbers, but just came out, but they're actually quite good. And there's other good things about the U.S. economy. So if our economy is resilient enough to absorb the tariffs and still manage a soft landing, that's actually quite good. The problem is the uncertainty. We do not know what's going to happen. And so because of that, I mean, how does any corporation make plans for the rest of the year when they don't know what their input costs will be? This is what we're seeing across the board, is many companies are putting off these decisions on various capital expenditures that they have to make because they just don't know. This has had a drag effect on the economy, and it's only going to get worse if we don't sort out what the tariffs are. Once people have some certainty, they can put some money to work. But until we have that certainty, really, it's kind of a guessing game, and so most people are not going to do it. So that's the way I'm looking at it. But I just want to emphasize, we had an important test this week where the S&P 500, which had been rallying nicely from that previous support, tried to get higher. It rallied right up to overhead resistance, and now it seems to be headed lower. It doesn't mean it has to, but it seems like it is. If the tariffs work out badly, if like America puts down one tariff and then our trading partners respond, and so then the U.S. raises the tariffs again. If that kind of chaos happens, then that certainly brings the 5,200 target into play. Now, that pretty much sums up where I am. I hope you're taking uncertainty away from it. I'm not predicting anything has to happen, but there's so much uncertainty, anything can happen.
We'll have more with Sean Brodrick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Brodrick. Sean, what's happening in the crude oil market?
Oh, against what I thought was going to happen, crude oil is rallying. Now, let's look at what happened there. We saw one agency after another come out and say we're going to have an oil surplus. And so I thought that was going to weigh on things. Plus, we're probably going to see the sanctions on Russia lifted if we're having peace in Ukraine. That's no guarantee either, but we're probably going to have that happen, right? And so that would mean more oil going to Europe, more natural gas going to Europe. That should drive prices down. What's been happening, though? Prices have been going up, and oil stocks especially have been doing quite well. Now, part of this is we have seen more cuts from, like, OPEC to balance out the new production they have coming on in April. You know, there have been other cuts made, so maybe that's part of it. Maybe part of it is the suspicion that the U.S. and Israel will bomb Iran soon. I don't know if the new embargoes on, like, Venezuelan oil are helping or hurting. I guess they're helping. I guess that's part of the reason why the oil price went up. I'm not really sure why it's happening, but you can't argue with success. Oil looks strong, and oil stocks look like, you know, I mean, just looking at it on a technical basis, it looks like the XLE has at least another 10% upside. So I would not bet against oil, even though I just told you doom and gloom about the broad stock market and how that could drag on the economy. Oil seems to be actually looking good. This is one of the confounding things about the market. You just have to play it the way it is. I mean, I can't say, well, because I believe this, I am only going to invest in that and not the other thing, no matter how good the other thing looks. Oil stocks look good. You know, I mean, we have some oil stocks. I should have bought more, obviously. But they look like they could still run from here. So this is, again, one of the confounding things about the market. I don't really know.
I'm just seeing a story in Canada's National Post newspaper that says the U.S., because of the U.S. duties on Canadian softwood lumber, could have a toilet paper shortage because toilet paper is made from bleached softwood from Canada.
Oh, come on. We have softwoods in America, you know?
I mean, I don't know. It's like something like 30% of your toilet paper, I think, comes from Canada.
Oh.
Or the material to make it.
Maybe. My toilet paper comes specially squeezed out of pandas in China and shipped over here. I have no idea.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just one of the possible things that could happen with the tariffs is you may have ultra-expensive toilet paper. Because they said shades of the pandemic.
Ultra-expensive everything. I mean, we use so much Canadian lumber in our freaking houses, for Pete's sake. It's a stupid thing to do. Just dumb. And shouldn't be happening, and yet here we are. We are just, you know, it's just crazy. I always thought the tariffs were a bad idea when he was running promoting tariffs. I said, well, that's stupid. Wall Street apparently hoped that Trump was just talking tough and wasn't going to do the tariffs. They thought he was going to maybe focus on tax cuts and doing away with regulation. And he's certainly doing those things. And they also thought that he was going to chase all the brown people out of our country, which they're doing at a rapid pace. So I guess that's what they thought he was going to do. They didn't think he was serious about the tariffs. But if they thought he was serious about the other things, why didn't Wall Street think he was serious about tariffs? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So, you know, I mean, this is what we got. We're only, what, 2.5 months in? It's going to be a long 4 years, especially because, I hate to say it, I think that Trump and his advisors don't really know what they're doing, some of them. You know, they have heartfelt beliefs that they act on, But in the real world, it really doesn't work out that way. But they're still acting on their heartfelt beliefs, and that's just a recipe for disaster. We'll just have to see. I mean, I know many people think it's going to work out longer term, but even Trump and his Commerce Secretary and his Treasury Secretary all say we are going to have pain to get to the game. I think, really, and I put this in an issue not long ago, I think they want to pull off what happened to Reagan, which is when he first went into office, they had a recession. And that was actually quite a severe recession when you get down to it. But they got through it. In a few quarters, they got through that. And so all anybody remembered by the time the midterm elections came around was that they'd had an economic boom coming out of a recession. They didn't blame the recession on Ronald Reagan. I think that's what Trump and his team are trying to do. They don't mind any economic pain in the short term because they believe that their economic policy will cause a boom longer term. That's what they believe. However, economies are very large and complex beasts, and just because they think they can turn it, well, it's hard to turn these things on a dime. You know, I mean, it could turn out rather badly. We can always hope someone will talk sense into them. I don't see it now. But I guess I shouldn't complain because my gold stocks are doing so well, you know, and I expect they'll continue to do well. Silver stocks have kind of underperformed, even though we have some open gains, but I'd like to see more there. Maybe we will. It looks like silver's ready to move up. And Goldman Sachs just came out with a new forecast. I think they put their gold target at 3,300 by the end of this year, which I still think is way too low. But as you know, I have a multi-year target of more than $6,000 an ounce for gold. I thought we'd hit $3,000 an ounce by the middle of this year. We seem to be ahead of that schedule. That said, let me play devil's advocate. We don't know how the tariff screwed up gold. We know that because of the threat of the tariff, we had these massive gold imports from London to New York, so massive it actually screwed up the GDP numbers. You know, we normally don't import that much gold. And so maybe that's artificially supported the price. And after April 2nd, gold prices will go down. Because the rally we're seeing in gold right now is not seasonal. Seasonally speaking, March and April are weak times of the year. We should see gold prices pull back during that time. And we still have April. We still have time for gold prices to pull back. But that's not what we're seeing in the market. We're seeing strength and strength building on strength. Every pullback we have in gold gets bought. That is a sign of a bull market. So while I can't give people much comfort about what's going on in the broad stock market, you know, look at the gold equities. Look at the silver equities. They're doing fine. Maybe people should just play in those. I think that's a perfectly fine thing to do.
Any movement in the cannabis market?
Dead as a doornail, as far as I can see. let's see. Give me a cannabis name. Let me look one up here right now.
Canopy.
Canopy, right. Canopy Growth, right? Isn't that CG, I believe it is? CG. Nope. Canopy. Oh, yeah, CGC. I forgot the final C. Oh, God, that's pathetic. The thing is that in the U.S., it's down at $1.04. Just back in December, it was over $3, right? So the thing has lost two-thirds of its value since December. That's awful. You know, I keep trying to pay weed stocks. I think I was in one recently, and we got out by the skin of my teeth, you know? And, like, that was one that was actually making money, and it had a big sell-off. Now it's starting to go up again. That's Tilray. So it's hard to say what's going to happen there, but it's clear that that the Trump administration is in no hurry to legalize cannabis, and there is some talk of, like, making things more difficult in some ways. So up in Canada, you're doing your own thing. That's great. But in the U.S., there don't seem to be many green shoots for the cannabis market.
Uranium, anything going on there?
Nope. I sold out of all but two of my uranium positions, and I wish I'd sold those two. They look terrible. Now, I will keep an eye on Cameco, you know, because if anyone's going to move, it'll be them first. But all rallies in uranium stocks are sold right now. My working theory, and this is just, you know, some guy sitting down in Palm Beach County, Florida, what the hell do I know? But you do remember that President Trump is friends with Vladimir Putin, They seem to be working out a peace deal over Ukraine. So what might happen is last year, the U.S. Congress passed a bipartisan measure, which was going to eventually cut off imports of Russian uranium and especially nuclear fuel. Russia turned around and said, well, then we aren't going to sell to you. And they put their own embargo on. I'm thinking that goes away. So we are probably going to have more uranium and nuclear fuel coming in from Russia, maybe not in the near term, but sometime this year. And I think that thought kind of hangs over the market. I've never seen anybody else write about it but me. So maybe that's completely wrong. The outlook from the industry seems relentlessly bullish. And hey, I'm having to sit down with a uranium miner next month. You know, I always want to hear their stories. I always want to hear what's going on with these companies. But right now, I'm just not seeing any real upward movement. And why should anyone struggle with the pain of uranium stocks when gold stocks are just taking off big time? Why wouldn't you put your money to work in the thing that's working? Why would you bother working in uranium stocks? I mean, yes, they're a value. They seem like a screaming value to me. But things can remain a screaming value for quite some time. Until we see positive price action, there's no reason to buy uranium stocks. I know that will get me some hate mail. I'm sorry. I would just much rather be in precious metal stocks right now.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks very much.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.